Top of the Big Boy Sports Recap Thursday edition, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
Man, you brought me some boneless wings. I didn't think you were going to do it.
I did.
I'm just still stunned at how good they taste, and I know it's because they've never been frozen.
Yes, fresh, so good. You got the sesame ginger there. I got you some barbecue ones there too. You haven't opened that.
We tried them last time.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that, of course. But the sesame ginger, I mean, it's just, they're dynamite.
Mm, so good.
I'm just shocked that these are coming from Big Boy. I don't know what else to say. Try them. You got free delivery. Great for the games this weekend. Mm. What's the number?
226-1062.
You got anything else going on this weekend?
31-24 Packers. What? Oh.
Really? 31-24. I'm writing that down right now. 31-24. Okay. We'll get to that. Let's talk about some sad news.
Yeah. Ted Thompson, former Packers general manager, dies at the age of 68. 26 years total in front offices, but 21 with the Packers.
That's pretty impressive.
Pretty sad, but...
apparently they're going to have some kind of sticker on the Packers helmets or jerseys or something.
Yeah, we'll see. You know that he's the one that chose Aaron Rodgers.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I did not realize that.
He played in the NFL for 10 seasons with the Houston Oilers.
Earl Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Used to love Earl Campbell as a kid. All right, let's talk about Mr. Mahomes and get an update at this point. He is in, what do they call it, stage 3 of concussion protocol?
Yeah, he's practiced in a limited capacity right now. So, he's practicing, Adam.
Okay. Did you actually hear that Brett Favre issued a warning to him?
No.
Yeah, basically he said, you know, Brett Favre should know. I think he played with like 68 concussions or something.
Yeah.
He just said it's not worth it. Basically, it's not worth the rest of your life paying for it. If you were to get injured from a fresh concussion, I kind of agree with him.
Did he have a concussion?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but all I can tell you is the eyeball test did not look good.
No, especially when he was stumbling around, too, because he couldn't even stand up.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling, you know, and the NFL is saying we have this precaution. We're worried about players' safety. But are they really? You're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars if the right games are played.
Right players are playing in the right games.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't necessarily believe it. What do you think?
I think they're following the same protocol as they have with every other player, and I really believe that. I really do think they care about the safety of the players, and they're not going to let him play if he doesn't pass all the protocol.
I hope you're right.
Because the liability... I mean, what if he goes in there and gets another concussion, and then they say, well, I guess he had two concussions in a week?
Right.
I mean, Brett Favre's right. You know, that could be the rest of his career. I mean, seriously.
Not even just career, the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Not being able to do the things you want to do. So,
yeah. I don't know.
It's a tough situation either way you look at it, of course. But I just hate to see someone's safety put aside for money, that's all. So we'll hope. We'll hope for the best on that one. I would much rather obviously see a full-strength Buffalo Bills, full-strength Kansas City game
yeah,
this weekend.
I would too. And you know what? Vegas isn't moving, so I think they already know Mahomes is playing because it's still Kansas City by 3.
Hmm. Any thoughts on all of the conspiracy theories about the NFL being on the side of Tampa Bay? Because they want to see...
They want to see Tom Brady be the first quarterback to play in the Super Bowl in his home stadium.
Yes.
I mean, this is the closest we've been, I think. I'm not sure if it's ever happened before. Maybe.
No, it's never happened before.
No. I mean, been in the NFC Championship or AFC Championship game with the chance to play at home.
I think it has been this close before, but I just can't remember one off the top
of my
head.
Maybe Dallas?
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll do some research.
Well, the tinfoil caps are out. Let's just put it that way. We'll talk more about those games tomorrow. And other than that, Dan Campbell's initial press conference for the Detroit Lions, I was ready to suit up, put a helmet on, and go play. That guy, he's everything that
they
said.
Do you want to be 0-17?
No, I don't want to be 0-17.
Well, I mean, if you suit up, you're going to be?
Okay, I'll tell the Detroit Lions right now, you do not want me to suit up and play.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to hear?
I don't know what I want to hear. I don't want to see you suiting up for the Detroit Lions, that's for sure.
You wouldn't
They're bad enough.
Oh, God. Well, you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the guy is a leader of men.
Can you punt?
Oh, I can punt. We'll just leave that right there. Red Wings don't play till tomorrow against the Blackhawks, and I should say the first place Red Wings don't play till tomorrow. Being a little facetious, but
you can still say it. No one passed them yesterday. So.
Anything else?
No, there's not much going on in the world of sports, but we're getting excited for Sunday at 3:05.
All right, we'll be talking about the games obviously in depth tomorrow. So tune in. Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Market Big Boy.
Thanks for the boneless wings, man. Free delivery. Give them the number.
226-1062.
It's the Outdoor Show.